This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We are talking this week with our local lawmakers now that the budget has been signed into law and now that the legislative session has ended. We have had a conversation yesterday with State Representative Dan Swanson, which you can hear on our website if you missed it, WGIL.com. Today, we are pleased to talk with State Representative Noreen Hammond, who's on the line from her office in Macomb. Representative Hammond, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Always glad to have you on our program for sure. And I guess my first question is the same one that I asked Representative Swanson yesterday. Are you just as surprised as everybody that you're done by now?
Well, I'm certainly very happy that we're done and not necessarily surprised because I was able to kind of hear what was going on with the budget negotiations on a fairly regular basis, being in leadership. And so I'm very, very grateful that we have a budget and we have a balanced budget. That's very important. And it was reached on a bipartisan, bicameral negotiation. I think that was also very important.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that from your perspective. I know that there are always some sort of bipartisan talks that go on at budget time, even though I imagine some of us might find that hard to believe the last couple of years. But how inclusive and how bipartisan was it this year?
It was very inclusive and very bipartisan. Members of each caucus appropriation committees were in the discussions for the budget. The spokesperson and minority spokesperson for the revenue committee were in on the budget negotiations, and ultimately there was an inner core, if you will, because it's very difficult when you have that many members to come to an agreement, a negotiation, if you will. So this core group was able to pull it all together and bring in all of the members, bring them up to speed, and get the final agreement.
I'm going to, and I don't always do this, but when we posted our interview online with Representative Swanson yesterday, one of our listeners had the following comment, and I'm going to set this up by saying I would imagine you don't completely think this is the case, but Greg writes, nothing good came from it. $5 billion in increased taxes, and yet the massive debt remains. There were no reforms, and Illinois hasn't progressed one iota. Those gutless, spineless Democrats kowtow to hashtag Boss Madigan, and it doesn't do any good for all Illinoisans. It's not really that bad, is it?
No, absolutely not. And, to say that there were no cuts and no input from others, there certainly were. And not everyone didn't get what they wanted.
No one ever does, right?
No, absolutely not. And quite frankly, I think that's healthy. I think that's how we learn to work together. And certainly that's the only thing that Illinois is going to be able to do to get past this. One of the big components of this budget is the changes to the pensions. And certainly we are looking for significant savings there. We believe that these pension changes that are proposed are certainly constitutional, and that's one of the issues that we have faced over the years with some of the changes that have been tried in the past, that they were not constitutional. Mm-hmm. These are proposals that employees can opt for, and so it's their decision on what they want to do with their pension dollars. So that's one of the reasons we believe that it will certainly be constitutional. And There, you know, right there is expected savings in this year alone of nearly $500 million. And that will be in subsequent years as well. I think that there's always that that person out there that wants to bemoan the fact that, you know, there's nothing right with this budget.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we will see as we go into this coming year that what's in the budget is right for Illinois. It's right for our senior citizens. It's right for our disabled. And it's right for our K-12 as well as higher education.
And I want to ask you about K-12 and higher ed in a minute. But I think, though, in what Greg here said, there may be a little bit of truth to it, right? I mean, we still have a bill backlog, and it doesn't seem like it's going to get much better here anytime soon, does it?
We do have a bill backlog. We have certainly paid down a significant portion of that over the last year, from $16 billion down to, I think this morning, it was about $7 billion. And, you know, in a state the size of Illinois, you would expect to carry somewhere between $2.5-3 billion. So we have, we are laser focused on about $4 billion and paying that down. We believe there will be money in this year's budget to pay down some of those bills. And we look at some of the areas that are not using money that has been allocated that we could also use to pay down some of that. So we do have a significant backlog. But we also have to keep in mind that we went through nearly 3 years of court-ordered payments without any real money coming in. So we have to keep that in mind, that there is a significant reason why that backlog of bills existed.
Talk a little bit then about some of the other positives in specific in this budget, and I imagine that you might put K-12 and higher ed at the top of that list.
Oh, absolutely. We, you know, last year we implemented the new education funding reform, and the question was, can we continue to fund that at the level that it has to be funded? And this year it required another $350 million into that formula. We were able to do that. We were very successful at that. And so I think that brings stability to certainly our K-12 students, our administrators, and our teachers. And that's terribly important. Higher education also saw some significant changes, and I believe some things that are going to be helpful towards attracting our Illinois students to go to school in Illinois, which has been a challenge we've been facing now for many, many years. And I've worked with a higher education working group since last November. And we had our last meeting just last Monday. We had about 17 meetings working on legislation that will do things like we implemented a four-year MAP program. So the MAP program is indicative of Illinois. And by having a four-year program, if nothing changes with a student's income, then they will know, they will have the certainty that the MAP award that they get as a freshman, they will see that same award in their senior year. And that's been very, very effective as far as we can tell with input from our universities and their admissions folks and their financial aid folks. In addition, we have implemented a new program. It is a $25 million pledge from the state with a $25 million match from our institutions. And the acronym is AIM High. It's a program for Illinois students that have a 3.0 grade point average. And it's a match with the institution. So If the institution wants to offer a scholarship or a tuition waiver to a student, they will have a match from the state for that money. And so it's over and above what you've done the year before. So it continues to enforce that we want to keep our Illinois students here, and we can do that by helping them with their tuition. Because what we're finding is too many of these students are going out of state because they're getting an award from another state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been one that I think is going to be helpful for our students. We've also done a reverse transfer. So in other words, if you are in a community college, you go on to a four-year, you run into a financial problem or a personal problem, then your community college can award you an associate's degree, and you can continue your four-year, but in the meantime, you have this associate's degree to fall back on. So we've done a lot of things. We've got some things that we were not able to accomplish that we're still working on, and we'll work on those over the summer.
All right. We're talking with State Representative Noreen Hammond on Galesburg's Evening News. Let me shift to outside of the budget to other things that may have happened legislatively. I was surprised to learn that there were maybe some 500 different pieces of legislation provided or passed this session.
Yes.
That's crazy to me.
it is insane. And, you know, there are some of the early weeks of session that there doesn't seem to be a lot of activity. And then we get into committees, and it's committee meeting after committee meeting after committee meeting. And then all these bills come rushing to the House and Senate floor. And it certainly keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about, well, not all 500, obviously, but what would you say are some of your most important accomplishments legislatively outside the budget this year?
So for me, my far and away the biggest accomplishment for me was a bill that I've been working on now for 3.5 years, and it deals with our individuals, our seniors that are in long-term care. There has been a backlog of Medicaid applications that is nothing short of insanity. Many of these individuals have been in long-term care. The facility has been providing them with care, with their food, their housing, their medicine, everything that they require, with absolutely no reimbursement from the state.
Wow.
Because their application is sitting in a backlog somewhere. So it has taken 3.5 years to finally get an agreement amongst all of the people that are all of the people that represent long-term care, with the administration, with the Department of Human Services, the Department of Health Care and Family Services, to get everybody on board and agree to the language that was passed in this legislation. So it was certainly a highlight for me, and that bill only passed in the waning hours Thursday. So,
wow.
It was a real sigh of relief, not just for me, but for the families and the seniors that have been going through this. It's just awful.
A sigh of relief, so. I'm sure, but I can't imagine that anybody, let alone you, wanted it to take this long.
No. Oh, certainly. I certainly didn't want it to take this long.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it affects different parts of the state differently. Some areas that are fairly wealthy, they don't have these issues. My office, it's an issue that about 75% of our time, constituent work, was spent on these issues. So it took a little time, first of all, to educate people that this was going on, and then to actually get the departments on board with saying, you know what, you've got to figure out the problems that you have. You've got a backlog that is unacceptable, and the process that you're using isn't working. And so we finally were able to get it done. Lots of cajoling.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I just have a little bit of time left, but I'll ask you yet another question I asked Representative Swanson yesterday.
Sure.
As session ended on Thursday, Democrat State Representative Lou Lang resigned from his leadership posts amid some harassment allegations. Representative Lang, I know, was at the top of some of that work that is being done to investigate those. What's your reaction to all that? And I imagine it must be concerning knowing that the number three Democrat or a top lawmaker, let alone of party, is now being accused of something like this.
You know, it's very disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly very frustrating, but it's a matter that I believe needs to be dealt with through the Inspector General's office. I have found her to be above reproach and doesn't care what party individual belongs to. She will investigate it in the fullest. So I'm certainly confident that nothing will change in this instance either, but it's very disappointing.
How is how's your summer going to go? Do you have any plans, or I imagine you probably shift into a campaign mode for a little bit here, don't you?
Well, we do, but, you know, we have a lot of representing eight counties, I don't spend a lot of time just in one area. I try to get out and be at all of the community events and support the communities and certainly be out and with people and working with the mayors and the city councils and the county boards and just with the counties in general on addressing some of their needs.
All right. State Representative Noreen Hammond, no rest for the weary, I guess, right? Thank you so much for your time. And
thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great summer, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Yes, we will. Thanks, Will. Bye-bye.
State Representative Noreen Hammond on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll be back with more, including Kim Commando and sports, coming up on WGIL.